Everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
I'm War Dog. It's a butterfly.
Oh my God, that butterfly was so ridiculous.
It's a pretty butterfly. Oh, I'm out.
I actually made a note of that too. I was like, that is so ridiculous and so classic War Dog.
Well, I mean, it's like you would think, like you'd say, like, oh, that's why I lost. Like, no, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. You're terrible at all these.
I got an excuse. The butterfly.
And if all tell you guys.
The people who would have set out a challenge, he has a chance just to eat food instead of a challenge. It should have just been War Dog.
Yeah,
it should have just been War Dog.
For sure.
I mean, I never respect the players that don't. You know, that's my stance.
But what about War Dog? Would you be upset if it was War Dog? Because he literally.
No, because he has no chance. But I, you know, if, I still think that you should do the challenges.
Yeah. Also, some of them looked like they had a lot of beer for not eating that much. But with the butterfly, though, I imagine that butterfly being like the spirit of Wendy coming back and being like, "Hey, War Dog, what's up?" Like,
how do we know it wasn't a drone?
Maybe
fake butterfly.
But Jack, you were saying right before we hit record that did we know it was going to be a double elimination?
I had no clue.
I didn't either, which goes to show you I'm kind of out of touch with Survivor Internet land lately.
Well, when they you know, like I said, the challenge was like the first 5-6 minutes. I go, how long is this tribal council going
to
be?
I know, I said the same thing. I was like, oh my God, please.
What do you think that has to do with the overall play? Because this jury is going to, you know, be the biggest jury in the history of the game, just because nobody's really gone home, save for two people. And Wendy and
Keith. People can't make a decision now.
So, but I guess, you know, so we already had kind of a double, like, two-hour episode. Now we have another double elimination. It does affect kind of that process, no?
Nah, I don't think so. I mean, they brought – it's – you know why? Nobody has gone home for like a medical reason or whatever, and they always leave. Like,
but also nobody's gone home.
Like, nobody's quit.
Period, because they're all in the jury, save for Wendy and Keith.
There hasn't been anything. So I assume that they had to have 2 weeks.
My question is there more coming? Is there more demo limit?
I don't think so, because, you know, usually there's somebody that gets hurt or quits, or not usually, but more often than not, we see that, right?
Well, how long are we going to keep this going? Or are you just really piss them off and they don't actually ever, people on Extinction Island don't actually get back in the game?
Oh my God. Can you imagine? That would be riots in the street, right? Because
I think it'd be kind of funny.
I haven't been on
Survivor. There are no rules.
Yeah. I haven't been on Survivor Internet, but I have been on Survivor Twitter, and Survivor Twitter seems
so it's a sub internet.
It is a sub internet, but Survivor Twitter seems to enjoy Edge of Extinction, right? So I can just imagine if Reem doesn't get a chance to like speak at Final Tribal for whatever reason, and they like make them go away, or there's not.
No, she can vote. She's on the jury. She can vote.
Okay, well, that's good, because
I'm saying they don't get a chance to get back at this whole thing.
They've got to.
They're just like when David gave the clue to Devins. That's all they're really doing now, is they're kind of guiding who they want to get to the.
You mean like Ben a couple of seasons ago, who won out of nowhere? It was like, hey, let's just, I know that she voted to give like this other person, but let's just give you fire anyway.
Like, yeah, but I'm like saying that maybe they don't, because at what point does it go on too long? Okay, they need to get back in the game now.
I don't know what point it goes on. I would think it's probably close to something like with Blood versus Water Redemption Island, where they, Laura Moretz got back in it. Tina. Tina got back in at 5.
I don't think it's right that they get in like the fourth or fifth, you know, round. I mean, enough's enough. They need to get back in the game now.
I don't know. I have mixed feelings about this, because A, they're like playing their own separate game of Survivor on there because, I mean, we didn't see much this week, but in previous weeks, you've seen that they've got literally nothing. So they're surviving on some chance. And yes, I know that's not traditional Survivor. And a hardcore conservative, traditional, non-progressive Survivor fan would be like, we've got to stick to what Survivor is from, like, you know,
I'm not saying that. I know you're not. Already voted off and I was on the Extinction Island, I'd be going, oh, let's just drag this out as long as we can and I'll take my chances because I got a better chance. If I can win and get back in and there's only four or five people, I got a better chance of going to, because especially I can build fire.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, okay, here. I got a really good chance of going to the finals and making my case.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that's fair. I think eventually you have to get in there and actually play the game. Like Reem has not. Okay. Say Reem gets back into it. Yeah. She's suffered on Extinction Island. She's been there. She's sucked it up. Say she gets back in the game.
Okay.
Okay. She wins the thing, gets back in the game, and she builds the fire and she goes to the final three and somehow wins it. Is that fair? Well, she didn't play the game of Survivor.
Well, does she win it, though? I don't think she wins.
She would have to have played some form of game to get everybody's vote to win it, though.
But yeah, I don't think you would have. Maybe you have a
bitter
jury. Maybe they're just bitter. Or you have someone like Julie who can't make a decision.
Maybe,
and
but
flipping all over the place.
But like my point is, on Edge of Extinction, this isn't like the traditional, you know,
other things that we've seen, but what I'm saying is a separate game.
Like they're, it's like Survivor.
The Survivor spinoff
is on Edge of Extinction right now.
Well, then that's what they should change the game to, because eventually, it just bothers me that someone could get in. That there's no chance for them. They could possibly get back in there with no chance for them to be voted out again. Especially if it's built fire, I think, if they go in at final four, three or four.
Yeah, I think it should be at five. I think five at the latest. The last immunity item.
We have like nine people left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should be back in now. Next week it should be the last week.
But I don't know. It's been
They should be in before the finale, which would be five, right?
Right. And so since the merge though, I mean, they've known to expect the Edge of Extinction people to come back in. So they've known to adjust their game for it, right?
Well, the thing is, I mean, if they're all the jury, whoever goes back in the game would have been working the jury the whole time, possibly.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a first.
It could be one of those. It could be like, say, like, how could Reem win? Well, like Jay just made a good point. She spent all this time with those people on there, like, yeah, I know what she went through. I'm going to give her my vote.
Yeah, but it's an experiment. It's the first time ever, and I think we're just going to have to let it play out and see what happens.
I don't hate it. I don't dislike it. I'm not one of those people that say, you have to do it this. I go, but eventually, there comes a time where you go, right, to make it fair to everybody.
Yeah,
you got to get them back in the game. So they either have to, like Devin's, you know, he could have been the first one voted out again. He stayed in the game, and he's got a chance to win it. Right?
Yeah.
I also see Colleen's side where she wants Reem to be there all the time.
I do. I just love Reem.
but
as somebody else who is, you know, only liked by a marginal amount of people in general, like I
not even me.
But not even my husband.
Speaking of which, Colleen, you have your shawl. Yeah, she has a shawl again this week, ladies.
It's cold in here. I don't know why it's
not
so cold.
That cold.
It's like 10 degrees colder than upstairs. Also, it's commiserate.
The sun's still out.
Yes, but Jay put these like shade covers up so the sun can't even shine in.
Yeah, there's no UV light inside the Jay's office.
Also, literally, the sun never shines on this side of the house. So,
well, there's a deck and trees.
Yeah, there's a deck and trees
and sorrow
and death and sorrow
and grief. But it keeps my collectibles free from UV.
Well, that makes sense.
Degradation. Anyway, all right. Let's jump in.
Oh, his collectibles.
To this weekend.
I can't do the Lexus voice like
Boston
does.
Oh, well, before we get into the recap, I want to thank the people that make this show possible, our patrons, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, the Drake, and Ed the Creepy Mailman, as well as all of our patrons. You can find all of them at patreon.com/JayandJack. That's patreon.com/JayandJack. We do special bonuses for our patrons that give $5 or more a month. We have special bonus episodes. And for those that give $15 or more a month, we have even more awesome stuff that we're doing for those patrons. And it all helps make all of these podcasts possible. So if you enjoy Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. We do a special bonus Survivor episode with Colleen and Zachary Lewis Glatfelter.
Yes. Yeah,
tell Zachary Lewis that I don't think Papa could win this challenge, that first challenge.
Oh my God.
He believes in you, Papa. He believes in you.
Yeah, Zach believed in you. Alex was on Team Mama.
Well, I heard he picked me. I said, okay, good job, Zach. But then when I saw this week's challenge with the bending in the crowd, I said, my God, 2 seconds into it, I'd be laying on the ground going, help me.
You do kind of get stuck in a position. So I feel like if you got there, I think you'd be good.
I would literally, the next challenge, I'd still be in that position.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be that old guy from Mousetrap that's just kind of like hunched over.
Exactly. That would be me.
Goes into the little, bathroom.
That would be me. No kidding.
Oh, my God.
I'd probably have to be airlifted out. But they couldn't get me in the helicopter. They'd have to like carry me, you know, one of those baskets. Like they used to do the astronauts, where you have to fish the astronauts
yes,
out.
Yes. Anyway, all right. Without any further ado, Colleen,
I was gonna
let's jump into this double elimination 1 hour episode.
Oh, all right. Okay. So we start with Vata. Is that how you say it? Night 23. David says that although they wasted the idol, it was worth it given the insanity of the tribal council. So the group talks at the fire about how Aurora blew up the plans, and now that the tribal lines are drawn, they're just like they're just done. Like there's no more tribal lines anymore.
Julie, she's got to get out. We got to vote her out. I know.
Julie, man, like, she has definitely stepped into that stereotypical role of the, you know, mom that freaks out, right? Like, if I was on the tribe, we would have some things to say about her edit, but we're not, so we're not. The war dog wants...
Is it her head or is that just how she is?
I have no idea. It's probably both.
Is this going to be like a Dan where Dan's claimed he had a bad edit?
Oh my God. Well, to be fair, Dan definitely was like that. Because he was given the chance at the live show to correct it. And he didn't. Same with Natalie last season where, you know, yeah. Jeff was like, so do you think that you were portrayed unfairly? And like, she just was like, all of her answers were like, nope, you were portrayed pretty fairly. So
pretty much if you're saying it, I think that's how it is.
Maybe. I do think that Aurora is being presented. She would be presented in the same way as the Central Park peer, but she's being presented slightly more sympathetic. So I don't know if that means she goes to the final three and we're getting a little bit more of a favorable edit from her, or she ends up being like that person who is the underdog that goes further than we think she would.
She gets emotional, but she's calmer about it.
She does. She gets emotional, but she's, yeah, exactly. I was thinking the same thing, but War Dog wants to form an alliance with Kelly, Lauren, Ron, the Central Park Pier, and Gavin, who is the only one he really trusts, even though we never see that again for the rest of the episode.
You know, it's funny, though, is War Dog keeps making the same stupid mistake. You, Lauren and myself and Kelly, we voted the same way nine times. We never break. I said, why would you tell you have a solid three?
Right.
Yeah.
He's usually pretty smart.
Kelly out anyway, eventually. So I guess it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but still, I was like going just anyway.
In the scheme of things.
True. Aurora cries about blowing up her own game and talks about growing up as a foster child with no friends. I kind of felt sad at this point.
Yeah, at this point, I'm like, okay, we can't make fun of Aurora anymore.
I know. I was like, damn it.
Is it required now if you're going on Survivor?
You humanize yourself.
Good story, like a good, you know, feel sorry for me.
Why would you humanize yourself? That's not fair to the podcasters.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. So if you go on the show, Jack, what would be...
I want Aurora to win now.
Jack, what would be your sob story?
I just have to take off my hat.
You see this? This has been my life for the past 30
what else,
years.
What else? You know? I'd show the picture before and after.
Yeah, but then War Dog
tell me I had not suffered.
War Dog would show up in the scene and be like,
"Actually, I think War Dog has less hair than you."
He does. So he should be like, "Yo, just rock it, you know? Like, let's just go with this."
It helps me in the challenges, aerodynamic.
I mean, John Travolta finally gave in to his baldness. He looks great.
Yeah. There's people that do it. Lots of people. The dude from Barry. He, like, rocks it.
Dude from Barry.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy from Office Space?
Oh,
you mean the other guy?
Yeah, Noho. Noho, so, what's his face?
Yeah, Nick Noho, has hair. Nick, or whatever. Yeah.
What? Yeah. What?
Anyway, moving on.
Moving on.
Jackie, gotta come up with a better sob story. Baldness is not gonna cut it.
It just doesn't work in today's society.
I save it. You don't give it up now because you give people time to pick it apart. Look, right away, bald. Oh. I don't see you guys shaving your head. Okay.
Does this mean that you'll be supporting Cory Booker for president?
That's true. Is that the only bald? Well, no, Bernie, he's bald.
No, he's not that bald. He's got white hair.
Bernie's one of those guys that bald people hate because he's got hair.
He's got hair, but he's got
He hasn't seen a comb in 40 years.
Exactly. Yeah. See, I sympathize.
Is he bald or does he have hair?
It doesn't matter. He has hair. It doesn't matter if it's fake or not. He has hair.
Yeah.
So is Cory Booker the only bald candidate?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't think there's... Well, there's like 400 candidates,
yeah, there
right?
Is. I know. There are.
And we got one bald guy.
I'm surprised. That thing about it, you think there'd be more bald candidates. But you're right. That's it.
Because people don't want to vote because in their mind, who's the... people think I'm
but
joking
Cory Booker
about
looks
this.
Good. Like, I don't think
who's the bad guy
he's
in movies?
He's an attractive man.
Who's the bad guy in TV shows? It's the bald guy. That's why bald guys, right away, people, even though all politicians are probably bad guys, they're bad people. I can't vote for him.
Mm. He's bald.
He's sinister. Yes.
Oh, my God.
He's a Bond villain.
You know, you literally can never say anything bad about Cory Booker from now until November 2020,
I watched
right?
Friends.
Or whenever. Like, because everyone will be like, baldest, baldest, baldest.
Anyways, moving on. Jackie, what's your sob story, Colleen? What's your sob story?
I don't have one.
No? Okay.
I would save mine. What you, again, you don't
My
bring
father-in-law
it up now.
Is bald. That's my sob story.
Sometimes
and I'm trying to win the game
sun,
so I can pay for a hair transplant.
I have my glasses. It's blinding. I can't see.
No, that's it. Like you're trying to win money for a hair transplant for your father-in-law.
Yeah.
Just, he struggles every day.
Because I understand the plight and I really appreciate the struggle. My father-in-law just aspires to have Bernie Sanders hair.
He's barely
No. I'd rather be bald. I cannot stand people that, you know.
He doesn't really. I don't know. I feel like he's bald.
But if you look back at like 30 years ago.
Yeah, he has that kind of.
It doesn't matter. If you can have a comb over, you have hair.
It's not even a comb over. It's like I woke up. That's how I'm going out in the world.
Jack could do a comb over, I think.
No, I don't think Jack could.
I do a comb. But see, the problem is I have no forward, no back.
Yeah, I don't think Jack could do a comb over at this point.
Yeah, you got like a full horseshoe. There's not enough on the side to like.
I'd have to do that. I'd have to do that where it's going from this side to that, which is.
No, you
got to
go full NoHo Hank. That's what I'm saying.
Anyway, all right. Moving on.
I think we were talking about Aurora, but like...
Yeah, she's an orphan. We feel bad for her.
Moving on. Stop it. That's horrible.
I said I feel bad for her.
I felt bad for her.
Sorry, I didn't feel like it was genuine, but I did say it.
It didn't sound genuine, so...
By the way, she had my vote.
Yeah, me too. I was like, oh, I've got you, girl. Anyway, immunity challenge. They get to sit out for pizza and beer, which is like my like favorite things in the world.
Do you sit out if that's the case?
I mean, maybe. Yeah, I gotta play it by ear. Like, am I playing bald or not? Like, do I have the?
No, I like said I as much as
do I
like
have the
pizza
currency
beer,
to sit out.
You gotta play it.
But it was pizza and beer. But anyway, Victoria, Ron, Lauren, Wentworth all
Victoria.
Sit out.
Victoria.
Aurora's got some cannons.
Yeah, she does.
Are you talking about her
arms?
Arms? Yes, yeah, she does. Yes, yeah, she does. Get it, girl.
That's why David's like going, how do you feel, Aurora? I'm not moving. Sorry.
Listen, I beg for somebody to win every single or lose against me every single week.
Which is a shame, because you know, she's pretty like, you know, challenge beastie. But anyway, they have a Dharma symbol in the background. Anybody notice that?
Yes, I pointed out, first of all. Don't act like you found it, but sure.
Well, you know, I just wanted to make sure I had your attention. Then we have the butt. It's so rare nowadays. You people with luscious hair. War Dog gets the butterfly on his ear and ends up going out pretty quickly.
you think Jeff, they edited that part in? You got to pay attention. You got to concentrate. Also, there's a butterfly in War Dog's eyesight. I mean,
no. Okay. So that's part of War Dog's winner's edit is the butterfly.
It's like the butterfly effect.
Yeah. The butterfly effect. Let's just give him a chance.
It was,
right?
It was, to be fair to War Dog, it was a pretty butterfly.
It was a very, it was, very it was actually butterfly. Very beautiful, yeah, beautiful and big. Absolutely. Like, it was an Instagram worthy butterfly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, totally.
Totes my goats.
Totes. But it goes down to David versus Aurora, and Aurora's like, neither of them are going to give up, and then she ends up winning. We go back to Cam.
The classic, was it Bridesmaid, Never the Bride?
Always the Bridesmaid, Never the Bride.
Yeah.
We go back to camp. And everyone wants to get David out. David, he may be being myopic, but he wants to vote out War Dog. At that point, I was like, ooh, maybe there's a chance. And Jack was, you know, busy in the corner being like, oh, he's bald. He's gone.
It's true. I forgot David's bald.
Well, War Dog's kind of in the driver's seat.
Actually, War Dog is also kind of bald.
He's bald.
Can we eliminate the plane thing, though? God, it's like, okay, it was cool the first week. But now I'm the pilot. Well, I was a passenger.
Nope.
I was a pilot.
It is.
Anyone going to be the flight attendant? You know?
It was.
Anybody?
It was the theme of. It's the theme of the season.
And then David used his Devin story. You don't want to be the sitting at home, remembering the last conversation you had, and be that one where you made the mistake. And
yeah.
Okay, David.
All right, David, we all know you're going to be back again in the future, so chill, dude. Anyway, so David wants to vote up War Dog. Dad Bod approaches Victoria, who's kind of on board. Victoria! The Central Park peer is nervous that they may end up on the bottom. Ron doesn't know.
She was going to flop.
Yeah. Ron doesn't know who to go with, David or War Dog.
Ron's game has completely changed because he was the pilot, mm-hmm. and now he's strictly just a passenger. Mm-hmm. He's just trying to hang on.
Yeah, but to Ron's credit, we're seeing... Okay, so edit-wise, we are seeing a lot of Ron driving mm-hmm. the decision, right? So even though he's a passenger, is he a passenger or is he more in the driver's seat than...
No, he's going with the flow, I think.
I don't know. I mean, yes, I think he's going with the flow.
He's terrified, of pissing off... Central Park Pier, which I think is going to happen next. I think she's going to be pissed next week.
Yeah, that's true, actually. It's just, I don't know. It's just kind of interesting. Because was this the vote that Aurora... No, that was the next vote, right? Where Aurora was like, I'll give you this to...
Yeah, I still don't get that one.
Yeah, that was kind of whatever. But anyway, David ends up going home at Tribal. Because Central Park Pier is like, I don't want to be a passenger. And Dad Bod makes his case. And I have to say, Dad Bod is actually kind of awesome at Tribal the last 2 weeks, right?
Yeah. He's done a great job.
He had that one bump on the road.
Yep.
Yep.
We talked about it a couple of times. Now he's in position to win the game.
Mm-hmm. I think he's doing great.
You got a chance. So you're telling me there's a chance?
David, you know, talks about his brand is loyalty and everybody laughs because he's, you know, said that before. He makes the pitch that and Wentworth isn't falling for it. And then he ends up going home, which I was kind of bummed because I really like David Wright and I wanted him to, you know, I want to see him a little bit more in the game. But of course,
he's a returning player and it was time for him to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, for both. For that and Wentworth, like in both cases, like you'd be a fool to leave it for too long.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
we've been talking about for a while. All right, we need to get rid of them.
And even they've all been saying it for a while, but I think they all were using the returning players to kind of like drive votes, right? And
right,
hide behind because
so.
They were all kind of easy pickoffs to make the case for. But if there was going to be a final player that I wanted to see in the end, I think that David or Kelly would have been the two that I would have been the most okay with out of the four of them.
Well, you can't do David because David's he's good at pleading his case, so he had to get out of there.
Yeah. Oh, he is. I'm just, yeah. And he
and
absolutely
And Wentworth
is.
Has just been terrible at the challenges. She's done nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But, you know, she's great at finding immunity idols. And up until this week,
over
knowing when to play them.
Over here.
Yeah. Oh. But anyway, yeah, so David ends up going to...
She's great at finding him, but she's not very good at playing him.
Mm-hmm. So, David goes to Edge of Extinction, but like right after he gets voted out, Ron and Wardog kind of share this look, which I thought was kind of interesting in general, like, because they didn't really like each other before this vote.
Well, Wardog said, "Do you see that butterfly?" And Ron said, "Yeah, I did. I was dancing. I saw it."
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Say no more. Yeah, you're right. We go back over to Edge of Extinction. David has just gotten there, and it's the next morning. Joe brings in 7 bottles and 7 clues, and David's still in game mode, so he takes off. But is
it
Eric?
I had a question.
Yeah.
If Joe has the bottles, does he have to bring all the bottles with him?
Probably.
It's Survivor. Why? Would Rupert do it?
Look, oh, Rupert, we started to watch The Amazing Race that we watched until the first commercial break tonight, and Rupert was using his Rupert voice, and I was
It's just
in.
His voice.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I was totally in. I was like, okay, we're 100,000% going back to watch this tomorrow, and I am super
excited. I told
excited.
You Zach will like it because it's mostly challenges.
It is mostly, yeah, that's
that
true.
And getting a crappy cab driver. And finding that, look, you always got that one per team that can't drive a stick shift. Always.
That's true.
And they're trying to back up, and they're going like 3 feet, you know, every time.
Yeah. You have always said that. Yeah. I've never watched an episode of Amazing Race, but you've always said that there's always the stick shift person.
Yeah, and I never thought it was – you shouldn't have to get screwed on a cab driver.
That's what she said.
You shouldn't lose because a cab driver doesn't know where he's going, especially in this day and age.
Anyway, David takes off, but is it Eric? Eric, Chris? What's his name? I don't know. Whatever. One of them. They're like a dime a dozen. Thinks that he knows the clue. No, literally, I don't know which one it was. I typed Eric/Chris. David finds it, and he ends up gets to give somebody an advantage. And we all know, we're like, oh, that's so cute that everybody's trying to make this
suspenseful.
That's a
pretty good advantage.
But, like, you're giving it to what's his
name. It turns out it was a huge advantage because Devin kept knocking his balls off.
That's what also she said. That's what Jeff said.
Yeah. Well, you don't put your ball in the middle one. You save that for your last
exactly.
move.
Exactly.
So
you kind of sling it to the side.
Exactly. Just flop it right over to the side. Delicately, of course. You don't want to like make any sudden motions.
You don't want any chafing.
No.
Let me shift here. Okay.
Yeah. And then, you know, once you've got it positioned on the side, you just go right for the middle. Whatever. They were balancing balls. Devin's had the advantage. We had some great lines from Jeff Probst, including...
But it was only between Aurora, Ron, and Devin's. The other ones couldn't even get their balls to...
Yes, Lauren was like, this is so hard! Which we were all like, but Lauren, everybody else has at least got one on the board. So we had some inappropriate Jeff comments. He's like, Devin's, toss me one of your balls. And we were like, Jeff, you get everybody's balls when they start playing this game. And and then it was like, Aurora, looking to stick one. But anyway, Deadbot ends up winning immunity, and we were all like, yay, underdog, go! Go you! Love to see the chaos that's going to follow. But it turns out it wasn't so much chaosy. Initially, everyone wants to go after Aurora because she's like the most easy vote. However, Wardog wants to make a move against Wentworth, who is the last returning player. And then we get one of those very rare, but not so rare on this season of Survivor earlier today. You see War Dog talking to Dad Bod and Aurora about it, and then he approaches Ron about getting Kelly Wentworth out. And Ron is afraid of what the Central Park Pier is going to do.
He was terrified.
He was like, she's going to be furious if Wentworth goes home. So
her luck was not, she was not happy.
No.
No, she wasn't. So this was the first night that I actually got some, and don't ask me why it took so long, that I got, and I'm going to put this out there, that I usually, in previous seasons, I've listened to other Survivor podcasts, but I have not actually, I don't listen to anything else right now. So if this has been said before, I'm sorry,
well,
forgive
you don't,
me.
You don't have, there's only one podcast to listen to.
Us.
I was going to say Rob has a podcast, but.
Oh, yeah, well, I actually, I still, it's funny, I still download them all, but I never get a chance to go back and listen to them, and every week I'm like, I'm going to listen this week, because I love all the Rob stuff. But anyway, War Dog is kind of starting to get that Tony Vlachos vibe, where before I feel like he kind of had it, but he wasn't always driving the vote, but he was kind of driving the vote, but he wasn't at the same time, and there's no Spy Shacks involved, and if there's no Spy Shacks, then clearly you're not like
I thought
Tony,
I tried
right?
saying a couple weeks ago you could win, you guys shot me down.
Well, I think that, I don't think he's going to win, but I think that War Dog is going to get pretty far. I don't know. But
Victoria,
like,
Victoria, who's my
and mine too.
I don't think she can win now. She's just hanging on.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. I think she still can.
It's
come back.
She's not in control. She still has a chance, but she went from like 60% to
10%. She made some wrong moves like 3 weeks ago.
That's true.
And then she lost her control or power.
Did she though? Because I don't think she made the wrong moves. So she let Julie.
Well, I just think she's on the bottom now. She was in the decision making.
Honestly,
now they don't even talk to her anymore.
Well, I don't know. I don't think that to go up to bat for our girl. I don't think that it's that bad for her, because we're never seeing her in trouble. Everybody that has made the moves since then, so mainly Julie. Or Julia, rather, ended up going home, and now we see.
Okay,
the...
so it's her, Dad Bod, and let's say the Central Park Pier. Who wins?
Well, as of right now, Dad Bod, but yeah. We don't know what's going to happen for the next couple of weeks. Like, Lauren could have. Because Natalie in San Juan del Sur kind of emerged pretty late, right? We would have probably thought that Missy was going to win. I don't know. It was like 5 years ago at this point, literally, but like. Did we all kind of think that Missy or John or, you know, John, the fiance of Jacqueline, was probably the most likely people to win? And
I don't even remember that.
So Missy was the mom of Baylor, and they had the yeah.
Is
so
this,
it was
is
a
this
two
one that had Rudy, Richard Hatch, and.
No. I think that was a couple of years further back. Just okay. A couple of years further back. Maybe like a decade or so.
Is that Cody? Or Kobe? Or whatever it's Colby?
Colby. Depending
there
on
was
what
a,
you're...
There was a Cody.
Depending on what you're sure referring to, point. Also could have been. But no, seriously. Like, at this point in the season, for other seasons, we have, from time to time, thought... that there were other people that were going to win.
She needs to go back into where we were seeing her be in the conversation, and she was making decisions, and she was telling, no, let's wait on that. She was actually making decisions.
Victoria was, yeah.
Yeah, and now she's not.
She's not, but we also saw that.
She's just treading water right now.
Yeah, but we also saw the conversation with her again where she was talking about tonight, you know, just it was she was we saw her being a part of the decision making process one on one tonight. Right. So I think that kind of maybe keeps her in as an outside favorite still.
All right.
For it, because we're still seeing something like that. Right. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Well, she better take the Central Park Pier with her and. Like Aurora yeah. could go on a run, and she could win all the challenges.
She could. I think that Aurora might make final three.
Is she good at the puzzle challenges?
You got to get her out at this point.
But I think she could make final three, especially because we saw this confessional from her tonight where she was never in trouble, but we saw her talking about being a foster child, right? And that's kind of things that tugs at our heartstrings.
I mean, amazing. There hasn't been a puzzle challenge for immunity in a while, has there?
Well,
No, not really.
Not no.
I mean, it's not like Boss and Rob stamina season, every challenge was a puzzle challenge.
Yeah, but okay. So
it's gonna get to that point that she's like the last five have that.
Speaking of Aurora going into the final tribal council, yep. She gives her extra vote to Ron in good faith.
God, I didn't get that.
What?
I didn't understand that. It doesn't make sense.
No. Yeah. No. Neither did we. And we had been talking about something that Zach did before we went to sleep, because we thought that, you know, it was kind of a dead spot, and then. You know, all of a sudden we were like, wait, she just, what, why did she do that? And, you know, Ron considers using it against her and voting her out. And we were all like, ooh, this could be interesting.
But she said the deal is if she gets voted out and comes back in the game. Now, does she insist on having it back next week?
No, I don't think she can.
Because to me, I don't, you're fighting for your life. Even if you went to Extinction Island, how many people are there? Like 8 or 9? So you have a 1 in 9 chance of getting back in the game. I know you're good at the challenges.
Yeah.
Well, why? And then you still have to hope that Ron doesn't get voted out and that Ron doesn't, that Ron gives it back to you.
So did she say to him, like, I didn't write down the exact exchange. Did she say, like, I'm giving you this for this vote, or
I'm giving you this in case I get voted out. If I get back in the game, you give it back to me.
There you go.
And he said, okay. And I'm like going, but then he's like, he doesn't have to give it back to her.
That's true.
He doesn't, but.
And if you're that close to me, if you think you're gonna be voted out, why would you just put two votes towards Kelly?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But so, Ron.
So now Ron, who's a snake anyway, has two votes.
Well, unless he gives it back, because I wouldn't underestimate like Aurora being the kind of person that doesn't get back to camp and be like, give me my effing vote back. Like, I want it back. Just blowing it up, because even if he refuses to give it back to her, everyone knows now that he has an advantage.
Yeah, that could be it.
True.
So.
Well, but I guess anyway, we'll find out next week. But as of now, I thought it was a bad move.
Yeah, I was kind of like whatever about it. Yeah, too. So we go to tribal council. Everyone,
Wentworth.
Yeah. So whatever. Wentworth goes
home with
home.
An idol.
Aubrey looked like she was super marinating in the.
Well, she was like war dog.
Yeah, and she was like, "Holy s war dog." And we were like, yes, he has no hair. But no, I'm just calling back.
Well, fair, Aubrey didn't have her glasses on.
Oh. No, but like, War Dog is impressing the jury, and I would not be surprised if he goes home next week because everyone else sitting at Tribal Council notices, like, oh, everybody is holy S-ing War Dog. Which would be kind of amazing because Devin's was at Edge of Extinction at one point, right?
Yeah.
So that is like CBS and Survivor's production teams, like wet dream, because somebody that actually got sent home got saved by their twist.
And I don't think anyone can, like me, could complain because he got back. Well, he got back weeks ago.
Yeah, I was like 13 people left in the game.
Yeah.
So he earned it all the way back. There wasn't this thing. Well, yeah, he won, but he only had to go to one tribal or whatever, you know.
Yeah, so. And that would totally make sense why we saw so much of like him. He could get voted out, you know, everyone wants to go to him first and then he didn't, and you know, here we go, we've got this journey. Yeah, I mean, I would be okay with Rick winning.
Same here.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. All right, so
I didn't pick him.
Well, let's wrap up this recap. Any final thoughts here?
I think we've pretty much gone through it all.
All right. Well, let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back for some listener feedback. Listener feedback. All right. It's listener feedback time. We got some emails. Colleen, take it away.
All right. The first email is from Mandy. Clap.
Mandy. Woo!
Mandy.
Mandy says double boot, double suck.
Wow.
Damn. Tell us how you really feel, Mandy.
She's got to stop holding back. I try to guess what where these emails
really
are going.
How she really feels.
Or spoiler alert.
Yeah. What the star, question mark, exclamation point, question mark, exclamation point.
Lower your voice a little bit, Colin. You're peeking on my audio's here.
I'm
I know you're trying to emulate
too soon on the audio.
Oh, inflection all matters. Anyway,
someone say Colleen peaked 10 years ago.
I did. I think I peaked at birth, but what the star? Question mark.
Well, now you seem sedated. I mean, just peek, like just. In between
question
that
mark,
and the
other star.
Whatever. Manny wants to WTF it with a bunch of question marks and exclamation points. David and Kelly in one episode. Survivor gods suck right now. Both returned women went home with idols. Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah.
But at least all the idols have been found by women this season. Dad bods was given to him, so I'm not counting it as being found.
But does it do you any good if you find it if you don't know how to play it?
Yeah. Okay, I think I'm pretty sure that's Mandy's
you've
point.
Won, you've
right
won
now
the James
well,
Award.
I feel like Wentworth,
the double James
I feel
Award.
Like Wentworth yeah did a really good job not playing it, like really having a good read. I think she got a really false sense of security after that crazy tribal, two previous tribals before.
I think you have to.
Bitter.
She should have played it, obviously.
But they did a good job that she didn't have any like fear.
Because I'm sure she could have probably talked Lauren into giving her idol.
So yeah,
that's true.
That's true. That's true. She was the Jeremy to Lauren's fishback.
Yeah.
But anyway, wasn't Heroes versus Villains an amazing season watching Coach win his second time playing? Wardog might think he's a super fan, but we all know better.
He's done an okay job for his except really crappy immunity challenges. He's done
and everyone complains about him.
Yeah, but he also
everyone complains, but he's still there.
He also thought that Coach won his second time playing. Yeah, it wasn't even Heroes versus Villains. He got no. He actually, man, he said that he got second place in. His
maybe
second
he meant
season
that Coach wanted to play against the best.
I think he said that he got second place in Heroes Villains, but it was second place in South Pacific, as we all know.
I want to yeah play against Warriors. That was always his line.
Well, you know, he did
screw
fight
it,
those
I,
Amazon
Coach, I
want to
win $1 million, you're out.
Mm-hmm. Wardog might think he's super, we all know better. Here, how does coming off an immunity win last week, Gavin's name doesn't even get brought up. He should be a target way before Victoria.
He's a goat.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a threat because yeah nobody listens to him.
Yep.
True.
Right?
He's not driving
he's always,
the game.
He's got
he doesn't
that,
have a resume.
Look on his face. That's why I want to go down.
Yep.
Do we think that Gavin's going to make it to the family visit and his wife is going to be like, finally a honeymoon?
or he doesn't make it just before.
Oh, yeah.
Disappointment, Gavin's wife.
I think he makes it
slightly
I think he's,
premature.
I think he's a goat.
I don't think Gavin's making it. Nope, I don't think Gavin's making it. I think Aurora has a better chance at final three, which would be amazing because that
I'm
would
not
be
saying final three. I'm saying
my
know,
second
final
time
five
having my default pick going to final three. Just saying.
I would vote her off as soon as possible because she's good at the challenges.
I think that they kind of wanted to, but there were some returning players in the way.
Well, yeah. Well, now that they're gone.
Yeah. Now that they're gone. We'll see.
Of course, now the Central Park Pier won't vote for Aurora out of spite.
Yeah, I know, right? That's very true. I think that they're going to go for, I think everyone's in just enough natural chaos to vote the threats out and let the people like Aurora slip past through to like the final three, right? Or at least the final five or six, right?
Sure.
I don't know. That's what I think. But Mandy continues, now that Kelly is gone, I need a new winner pick. Julie is looking really good since we are seeing a lot from her. Mandy, I'm so sorry that we just spent a decent amount of time making fun of Julie the Central Park Pier.
I don't think she can win.
We're getting a very expletive-filled email from Mandy after she listens to this.
I think so too. I'm okay.
I can take it.
I don't think we're getting a favorable like winner's edit from Julie at all. I don't think we're getting a super negative one whatsoever. But I think we're getting a
frustrated edit from Julie. I think she's frustrated. The game is not going the way she wants.
Yeah. It's
I think she's probably used, she probably controls the household. She's probably used to getting things her way. Maybe. That's what my attitude towards her. I could be completely wrong. I don't know her, but it seems to me that she's getting frustrated because people are, she started getting frustrated when things weren't going her way.
Exactly.
But when they had to start going to tribal and had to start voting, she was getting frustrated that she was, that's not who I want to vote out.
Yeah, it's kind of like she donated $500,000 to get her daughters into college and then just didn't understand why she was being charged with some criminal charges about it.
Could be. I don't know.
Yeah. that vibe.
My read on her is she just is, because every time they don't go her way, she's openly frustrated about it. You can't be. You have to keep it under wraps and go.
Yeah. And Jack is being super nice with the word frustrated to describe it.
Well, no, I think that's fair. She's frustrated and
freaking out about it. But our next email is from Victoria.
Victoria.
Woohoo! So the first episode was whack. But I have to give it up to the beautiful butterfly that caused Hot Dog to fail the immunity challenge.
Again, we can say it was the butterfly's fault, but let's be honest, he was going to lose.
The butterfly was heavy, and it landed on my ear and tilted off my balance.
He's so bad at all of them.
Awful.
Hashtag bitterflies. LOL.
What happens if he has to, if he's the fourth guy and he has to try to get build the fire? Does he fall into the fire?
I think you're right. I think he does.
A Michael and a Mike, whatever his name was, and fall into the fire.
Oh, my Scoopin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Minus all that other extracurricular stuff.
Yeah. Well, but I'm not saying War Dog is that, but I just don't see him because he doesn't do anything around camp. Right. We've heard that.
Yeah. That's
so
true.
I don't think so. Maybe you take him and you make him go build fire. Because he can't.
An excellent point. I would actually. You're right. I would make War Dog build fire. Because I don't even think with like an advantage and 4 days practice, War Dog would be able
I don't think he'd do it with gasoline and a match. I think he would struggle with that.
Right. I think you're totally right.
What do you do with this? War Dog,
drop it where?
Oh my God.
I thought it was beer.
You're totally right. Anyway, Victoria continues. I must say that Dadbot is fighting hard to stay in the game. He is. He's starting to really impress me. He is. I find myself rooting for Aurora because I do not believe she intentionally messed up last week.
Well, no, she didn't.
Yeah, no, I don't think she did.
She didn't intentionally mess up. She messed up.
Yeah. She has the fight that I wish Julie, aka the Central Park Pier, had. I love how Kelly went out with the idol. All the returning players will have to fight each other to get back into the game, and I am ready for it! Lots of exclamation points. Side note, again, bitterfly butterflies rock. Victoria.
Victoria, thank you. I enjoyed your emails all season, as well as Mandy's.
Yeah. And once in a while, JP.
And once in a while, when he cares enough.
JP has just given up.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's just put his name. He's just given up.
And we did get an email from Jeff about our Ken is a 10 sequel. Yeah, good times. If you would like to send us an email.
I thought it was a new one.
I kind of missed it.
Sorry.
All right.
SurvivorJJC@gmail.com.
Or call us at 385-309-0311. All right.
Call
it is
any time.
Time. Woo! For the last segment of our show, it's time to tally the votes. Let's see how we did.
I don't know about you guys. I couldn't even remember who I picked.
Well, let's see.
I think we both picked War Dog.
Well, first, let's see who we did preseason, like when they were going out. So let's find. First, we had David Wright. Colleen, you said Final Three.
So close.
That hurts. That really hurts.
I had Merge, so I finally get a point.
Jay's on the board.
I mean, I was already before, but it's been a while. And Jack, you said pre-merge, so no points. So a rare occurrence in which I get a point and you and Colleen don't.
I'm slumping.
What did I say?
You said Final Three. You didn't get anything.
Oh.
All right, and then Kelly Wentworth. Let's see. Kelly. Kelly Wentworth.
L-Y-Y.
Jack, you said merge. Colleen, you said merge. I said pre-merge. So Colleen and Jack.
So everything's back to
yeah. Exactly. We break even on that. Let's see who we pick. We did not know it was a double elimination, and none of us were right anyway. Jack, you said Ron. Colleen, you said War Dog, and I said Aurora. So no points.
You were the closest, Jack.
I think so.
Actually, Aurora got some votes because War Dog got a few votes, didn't he? No.
No, I think that I was the closest because I think he pissed enough people off, but
no,
I could be wrong.
At least War had votes. Stop it. If she didn't win that first immunity challenge, she would have been gone instead of David.
Yeah, but she did, so I got no points.
Jerk.
I think my final three of Aurora is pretty much going to take me to winning this overall challenge.
Ooh, I'm going to save that audio clip. All right.
Oh, please do.
Let's go to episode 10. Who do we think is going home? Colleen. Going to call her shot, not throw it away.
I'm going to Babe Ruth it. War Dog.
Okay, that's 2 weeks in a row you've said War Dog.
And I'm sticking to it.
All right. I'm going to say Aurora. I'm going to double down.
Aurora.
I would normally go with Aurora, but I think she can win the challenge.
Don't you mean Briar Rose?
I'm going to go with War Dog because there's no chance. Ooh. He has immunity necklace around his neck. Unless he somehow steals it from someone. So I'm going to go War Dog too. I think his blind side of Kelly is going to come back to bite him.
All right. And we tallying the votes so far. Jack is still in the lead with 12 tally Woo-hoo! Marks. I am in dead last with 3, and Colleen is right behind Jack with 7.
And I still have 2
That's
of my
not
final
right
three,
behind.
Right? How many final 3 do you have left?
I think we all have 2 of 3.
I have 2.
Because I have Aurora and Victoria left, and you have Victoria and...
Lauren.
Lauren, Central Park Pier?
No.
Oh, Lauren. Oh, Division One. Yes.
Division
yes, yes.
One, who really has done nothing except. Yeah. Now, what is she going to do?
Maybe she finally gets her game together.
Oh, maybe we should have picked her to go out next week.
Or to win the game.
No, she's not going to win the game.
If she goes out next week with an idol, then she should never be invited back.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's real fair.
That's true.
Well, it's fair because you just had your hero get voted out with an idol. You have to know that. You've got to be on the chopping block, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jay, so Jack and I both have 2 of 3 left. Do you have 2 of 3 left, or
are you
I don't remember.
A jerk?
Doesn't
no,
matter.
No, I've
had Aubrey go home. I've had Keith go home. I think I don't have any
Keith,
left.
Keith, oh, and you had your winner's pick go home.
Exactly.
Who was
it,
Eric or Chris? I can never remember.
They're
all the
winners,
same to me.
Who's your new winner's pick? I forget.
Aubrey.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Didn't you could
Why?
You pick another one? Oh no! I guess she still has a chance to win, right?
No,
yeah,
she doesn't.
Chance to win.
All right, whatever, Jack.
At least she stayed in the game, didn't go home.
That's yeah.
Like your other winner's pick.
Like your other pick, Keith. you had Wendy in there too, didn't you?
No, no.
Oh my God! You totally had Wendy in your
you
final
had Wendy
three.
Final three, I think. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You did. No, no, I didn't. I had Keith.
No, you had Wendy.
I had Aubrey,
no,
and I had Eric. I did not have Wendy.
Oh my God,
she
no.
was in, like, and the I did like her, but in her whatevers, I had her pre-merge, so I got a point.
No, you
Wendy.
Didn't.
I'm looking at it right now, you son of a bitch.
Whoa, leg
whoa, whoa, family podcast.
Because you're accusing me of something I didn't do.
I thought that you had Wendy because she was a flea market person.
Yes,
you're a flea market person.
That was like the first glance. It only took like 30 seconds of her preview.
Well, it's
like,
been
nope.
like 8 weeks or 9 weeks since then, okay?
Anyways.
I've done doubles.
You've
Survivor
done a lot
podcast
of
per week.
Drinks.
That said, no, that's not true. No, okay. That said,
you
first
think the
of
alcohol
all,
would warm you up?
That's
first,
true.
First of all, I'm
Unless
pretty sure.
Zima.
That you had Wendy in your final three. And
I
just...
didn't.
All
right. I haven't edited or touched it. They're all gone, regardless. All of my final three picks. Keith, Eric, and Aubrey all went home. So
and
I have
who?
None left.
Robbery?
Aubrey. I didn't say Robbery.
I'd like to report an Aubrey.
Yeah. Anyway. All right.
We have an Aubrey in progress.
That'll do it for the show. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
And give us an email to SurvivorJJC@gmail.com. Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JayandJack group. Check out our other shows on the network at jayandjack.com/iTunes. And again, become a patron at patreon.com/jayandjack, or go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you guys next week. Hasta luego.
Also, stay tuned for our Survivor JJC bonus if you're a patron.
And Amazing Race with level. Jack and Cindy comes back.
Oh, yeah, that comes back, too.
Tomorrow. We haven't even watched it yet. So.
Yeah.
Neither have we.
Yeah, well, clearly, because it ended 13 minutes ago, and we have been recording.
Anyways, we'll see you guys next time. Hasta
luego.
Thank
you to the patrons that contribute a certain level, including Tack from Tokyo.
We started it with the episode, remember?
Oh, you started that?
Yeah, well, on the Ramblecast After Dark, we read it twice.
Oh,
look at
we
you
did
guys.
Too, actually. On the broadcast, we did it too. Wow.
We did the beginning and the end because we couldn't remember what we decided on.
No, well, okay. So we had the exact same conversation. We're like, all right, I think we're going to do it at the beginning. And then we got to the end. We were like, it just feels so weird not to say it. So let's just say it again.
All right. We'll see you all next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Arrivederci.
Old school.